Yeah, watch out for the mud. You'll end up right up to your ankles here. And if you walk out there, it'll be right up to your knees and we'll have to get a canoe to pull you out.
I think I should have rethought my footwear today.
The songs are bad.
Bird watching in a wetland usually involves bird lovers, their binoculars, and lots of peace and quiet. But there's a modern twist to the wetland I'm visiting today. Hello, Lucy Barber with you in the southern New South Wales Tablelands town of Goulburn, a couple of hours southwest of Sydney. It's here that a group of dedicated volunteers is restoring an old brick pit in the centre of town into a bird haven, complete with free Wi-Fi. Rodney Faulkner is a passionate member of the Goulburn Group.
As you can see on top of the bird hide, we've got a big solar panel there that is just really pumping stuff into a battery. We could survive for about 4.1 days, I think it is, with the battery alone providing Wi-Fi. At the moment, we've got about 6 gigabytes available, and we'll be getting more later on.
Why do you need Wi-Fi in a wetland?
Because it's a place where people want to come, hopefully. It'll be a place where they can sit down, they can relax, and while they're here, we can do all sorts of subversive things to them, like educate them, get them to appreciate the environment, get them to think, hey, this is a really nice town. And then as they look around, see, all the stuff around us was made by the community. It wasn't done by some wealthy guy giving us loads and loads of money. It was Goulburn people doing stuff. And they'll realise that this is a really caring community that cares about its environment, cares for each other, and is very positive.
The Wi-Fi is just a small part of this wetland restoration project. For the last century, this place has pretty much been a garbage dump covered in weeds. With the help of the state government and the local council, it's taken just 2 years to turn all that around.
It was originally a brick pit, and a lot of the lovely old buildings of Goulburn were constructed from the clay that was in here. Once they finished, that was it, and nobody walked through here but a few brave teenagers who would dump their broken bikes and a few things like that. Good place for snakes and a whole host of things. What we wanted to do was say, look, this is the middle of Goulburn. Why not turn what was a liability into an asset? You can stand here, you can see the Cookbundoon Ranges around you, you can see all the bushland and the old buildings of Goulburn. It's lovely. It's a really beautiful place. So let's use it. In many country towns in New South Wales, well, Goulburn's pretty typical, things can be pretty tough at times. A lot of stores are struggling to stay open in the face of big combines like Target and Woolworths and so on when they come to town, and half the street can suddenly be closed down. A lot of the school kids and a lot of the people whinge, you know, they say, oh, I'm getting out of this hole or whatever. But that isn't the real community. And when you come to a place like this where everybody's just hoeing in, it's just so positive. There's nothing negative about this at all.
The Goulburn Group, which Rodney's a member of, has been going for about 5 years. It works on sustainable economic, social and environmental developments for the region. Group chairman Urs Walterlin admits it's taken lots of hard work to get to this stage.
First, you need partners. You need the businesses. They have to host these units. As I said, it doesn't cost them actually anything except maybe 10 cents a year of power that these units use. But first, they have to agree. They have to trust you. And that's a long job. But the Goulburn Group exists now since 2007, and we have done many, many very good projects. We are standing here in one, the wetlands. And so these businesses who agree to be part of this Goulburn Free Wi-Fi network, they say, okay, we give them a go because they have done good things before.
The free community Wi-Fi connections here in Goulburn have attracted the attention of Australian researchers like Dr. Ian McShane, a senior research fellow from the Centre of Urban Research at RMIT. As far as he's aware, this is the first time a community-driven free Wi-Fi initiative has been set up in Australia.
Well, Goulburn's a national leader in terms of community Wi-Fi development, bottom-up broadband, as it's sometimes referred to. We're doing a research project on public Wi-Fi in Australia, and Australia is probably about 10 years behind other parts of the world in public Wi-Fi rollout. And interestingly enough, although most of the publicity in the last 12 months or so has been around the capital city rollouts, Wi-Fi in the CBDs of Adelaide and Perth in particular, most of the interesting stuff is really happening in regional Australia.